Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Smart Founders Skip the Cap Table: Three Hidden Truths. Now let's get started with today's show. Picture this. You've just landed your first major investor, champagne is flowing, and then you get the call. There's a hidden time bomb in your cap table that could kill your next funding round. Today we'll uncover the biggest cap table mistake that destroys 40% of Series A deals. Because the truth is, most founders approach their cap table like they're dividing up pizza slices instead of building a sustainable business foundation. Here's the first hidden truth, the equal split myth. Most founding teams default to equal equity splits without ever asking the hard question, why? They think equal means fair, but here's what smart founders understand. Equal doesn't mean fair when one founder brings deep technical expertise and another brings crucial industry connections. It's like saying a heart surgeon and a janitor should receive equal compensation because they both work in the same hospital. Smart investors look for cap tables that reflect actual contribution and future potential, which leads us to ask, do all founders even need to be on the cap table? The second truth will surprise you, the advisor equity explosion. I see startups giving away 2 to 5% equity to advisors who contribute maybe 2 hours per month. Think about that math for a second. You're essentially paying someone $1,000 per hour in equity for advice you could get from a good business book. This creates messy cap tables with 15 or more stakeholders, when clean cap tables with focused ownership attract better investors and move faster through due diligence. The third truth is the vesting cliff reality. Founders without proper vesting schedules create massive risk for investors. 4-year vesting with 1-year cliffs protects everyone if a founder leaves early, but immediate full vesting is like giving someone the keys to your house before you know if they'll stick around to help with the mortgage. TechCrunch recently reported on a promising AI startup that lost a $2 million Series A because their cap table had 12 advisors with immediate vesting. The lead investor walked away during due diligence, calling it unfixable. 6 months later, they restructured with only 3 key advisors and proper vesting, then closed $3 million. Here's your takeaway. Before your next funding conversation, audit your cap table. Limit it to essential stakeholders, implement proper vesting, and ensure equity reflects real contribution. Your future investors will thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.